was a really, really empowering opportunity. I mean, you think in school you're just going to be working on a project that's small and just to give you the skills, but this was a project that was with a hospital as well as one that can be used to help people.
That's Jordan Vanderham, one of the engineers on the project, who was a junior during the course of the project and is now a graduating senior wrapping up this summer. He's one of four students who helped design and create a cough assist device. It helps clear the airway of those with diseases like muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis.
People that have neuromuscular diseases, so meaning that they don't have the lung strength essentially to cough, they need a cough assist device to help them cough and move those fluids. And so this is that entering product to help people either that can't afford it or that are just getting that disease to have a solution to let them live a normal life.
The device is about the size of a stack of textbooks, and it comes through a collaboration agreement between Beaumont Health and Grand Valley School of Engineering. The invention's idea came from Dr. Basil Salmon, a pediatrician specializing in critical care, who noticed a need for his patients to have a cough assist device that is affordable and portable. It's patent pending and was recently licensed to be commercially manufactured in China.
Dr. Salomon, the sponsoring doctor of this project, was excited that this could be used overseas in developing nations.
It is the first commercial licensing agreement for Grand Valley's engineering program, though it's not the first collaboration.
So we've done other wonderful opportunities in the past with local hospitals and other groups, but this is an opportunity where it's going quite far.
The students completed the project as part of a one-semester class. In addition to Jordan, the group included Sam Oostendorp, Austin Williams, and Jake Stevens. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.